Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Maestros. We have a mitzvah of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. One is not permitted to put a stumbling block before the blind. That is true in a literal sense. If you see a blind person, it is Aser Min HaTorah to put a stumbling block in front of them. However, it is also true in a figurative sense. We are not permitted as Jews to put another Jew in a position where they are going to sin. And so our Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, discusses the application of the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver, or the Isser of Lifnei Iver, to Maestros and related items. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gimel, Lo yimkor adam es peirosav, mishabol onas amasros, lemishin eino neman alamasros. Once the fruits of my field have reached onas amasros, right? A third of their growth or whatever it is, depending on the type of fruit. That was the whole first parak. That means that once they are harvested, at any point after now, they are harvested, they will become chayev in maestros. And therefore, I am not allowed to sell the field to someone who is not trusted for maestros because he might not take maestros. And that is an isser of Lifnei Iver for me. He is, of course, going to violate the isser if he doesn't take Trumas and Maestros. But since I have very good reason to believe that he will not take Trumas and Maestros, my selling him these things that are, in fact, chayev in Trumas and Maestros makes me liable for Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, and I'm not allowed to do it. Similarly, Velo B'Shvius L'Mishu Choshed Al HaShvius. I cannot sell a field full of fruit, which on Shemitah is Hefker, right? Anybody can come and get it, to somebody who is Chashed Al HaShvius, who I suspect, I have good reason to believe, he might now lock down the field and or harvest it in violation of Shemitah. So if I sell him this field full of fruit, knowing that there's a really good chance that he's going to violate the mitzvahs of Shemitah, I have allowed him to do that. I have set him up to do that. And that is a violation of the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver, and I'm not allowed to do it. However, with regard to the first case, right, if I have the fruits in my field have reached onas hamasros on a regular year, not Shemitah, so the Mishnah gives us actually some advice. The imbikru, if some of them, right, the early fruits have reached onas hamasros, but the rest have not, right? So if you have a field that is reaching this point of onas hamasros, ripening at slightly different paces, and some of the fruits are reached onas hamasros, and some have not, so then no telas habakuros umocher sashar. Then you could basically go through the field, pick all the stuff that has reached onas hamasros, and sell the rest. You can sell now the field with the rest of the fruits still growing in the field. And that isn't a problem, because when you sell the field without any fruits that have come to onas hamasros, if he would pick them right now, he wouldn't be chayav maestros. And therefore, you're not violating Lifnei Iver by selling in the field.